Because that's you. You can get ash as they come. Your countenance can become beet red. It makes no difference at all. You might as well say hallelujah. I'm not one that is intimidated, not when it comes to spiritual things. You may intimidate me naturally and physically. Certainly you can. You can. But when it comes to these spiritual laws, you don't intimidate me. Not one bit at all. And it makes no difference who you are. I'm not intimidated that way. Naturally, you certainly can. But when it comes to that, you don't intimidate me. You see, I exercise my faith. And the way I do that, then I must apply my mind to the treadmill. I must get into the word of Yahweh. That's how I exercise my faith. By seeing what this says. Verse 3, he said, and they bend. You watch their tongues sometime. He said, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies. That's what they do with their tongues. Do you hear me? They literally bend their tongues. They talk so much that they bend their tongues like bows. Do you understand what you do with a bow? The lies are arrows to shoot into your heart. So they bend their tongues like bows to shoot lying arrows into your heart, saints. I'm a man of Yahweh. I preach the truth. I don't spend time all day in frivolity and foolishness. I believe that we must study to show ourselves approved. I'm not a lazy man when it comes to that. You may be shiftless and lazy. All you daughters of Zion, you have time to study, to read, to research scriptures. You sit there on your lazy doubts and do nothing. And that's an implication to you all. You brothers are not working that hard here. You got time for everything but the truth. You're not working no 10 hours a day here. You're not putting in 8 hours a day here. Thank you, Father. So you're without any kind of excuse. Period. Something is wrong with you. You can't spend 2 hours talking about folly. And not one scripture quoted in the whole 2 hours. You can find out where the importance lies. When Yahweh is not even mentioned. When His word is not even a part of your life. When His name is inappropriate or His truths are inappropriate to mention. And everything is fleshly talked about. But what about you, Pastor Robinson? You need to spend a day with me. You will find out. You will see what I talk about. I have one mindset. I don't know what I'm doing. I talk about Him. So they bend their tongues like bows for lies. So that's what they do. Watch the tongue. It is a deceitful thing. It is more deceitful than anything. Whose tongue? You simply take your index finger and point at you. Yeah, your little pink thing. You bend that like a bow to shoot the arrows of lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. They don't want the truth. What about his value? You know what a valiant man is. He exerts everything that is in him. He goes beyond the limitation. You take a man that if he wants to lift 50 pounds, and he's used to lifting 10 all the time or 20, to go to 50, it takes a valiant effort. Because everything in his mind tells him, you cannot lift 50 pounds. So he must be valiant. He must go beyond the rules and the laws that he has applied to his mind to think. He must go beyond those boundaries. That's what a valiant man is. And so this is a generation that's not valiant for truth. It's not a valiant generation. It's not a warrior. It's not a generation that fights for the truth. That's what a valiant man, he fights for the truth. He fights, even giving up his life. He fights for the truth. And so we're not that way. We're valiant for lies, but not truth. This is a generation that love lies. They love deception. They love things that give strength to their flesh, but they're not valiant for the truth. They don't fight for the truth. How do you know? How can that be? What scripture says? Let's go to the scripture. They won't do that. They love lies. That's why the prince of this world, his foundational doctrine is one based upon lies. And it starts with a name, because that is a lie. His name is not Jesus. His name is not Lord of God. His name is Yahweh. So he bases it upon the principles of deception. Just keep the eyes blind. Give them a little truth. He quoted a scripture to Messiah. And yet, the scripture he quoted, he still wanted worship unto him. He doesn't mind quoting scriptures. They're not valued for the truth upon the earth. For this is the generation. That's what they do now. Listen to me, my friends. They proceed from evil to evil. They go from one deception to another. They go from one false judgment to another. And they know not me, saith Yahweh. Now, they don't know the Father. We need to know him. If there's anything I want to show you, and I will show us in Scripture, you need to know him. He said, they don't know me. That's why they do that. When a man will bend his tongue, or bend his tongue as a bolt of lie, he doesn't know the Father. He doesn't. When a daughter said that she loves Yahweh, she bends her tongue to lie, she doesn't know the Father. When she is valued for evil and don't love truth, she doesn't know the Father. He said, they don't know me. Now, these are not my words. This is simple here. Now, we all can't understand what the Father is implying and what is he speaking. He's speaking to the house of Yehuda, Israel. And we are the house of Israel. Those that are Yodim are not Yodim outwardly, but inwardly. The circumcision is not of a fleshly circumcision, but it's one by the spirit of the truth of Yahweh that circumcises the heart. We must be valiant for truth. We must fight for truth. I don't care if it's your mother, your son, your daughters. You must fight for truth. We must be valiant for truth. We must be valiant for truth. We must have the warrior's mentality for truth. We must have that kind of mentality. We're set for a defense of the truth. We're not set for a defense of emotions, but for the truth. And we must be valiant for truth. And when you're not valiant for truth, you don't even know Yahweh. That is part of worship. That's why we can't truly, and this generation doesn't know how to worship. For they don't know him. Sure, they want to know him for a piece of bread. And all those that wanted to know Messiah for a piece of bread, when the true doctrine came, then they all turned and walked away from him. They want to know him for a husband or a wife. And when the true requirement comes for that, they walk away from him. A woman will pray for a husband, but when the true doctrine of what a wife should do, when she is confronted by that, she turns away from it. A man will say he wants a wife, with the true doctrine of what a husband should do, when he sees that in Scripture, he turns away from it. He doesn't even know Yahweh. That is a commandment of Yahweh. When a man says he loves Yahweh, when a woman says she loves Yahweh, and don't do what Scripture says, she's a liar and he is a liar. So we pray for things for our own fleshly consumption. Yahweh gives us things that it may bring us to a spiritual excellence. There should be a light that shines from us and an excellent power in our hearts. That's all right. The Father's pleased. Speak my truth, son. Show my people their sins, their transgressions. Show them. Show them their iniquitous ways and their corruption. Their lying tongues that they shape like bows to shoot their lying arrows. And the reason they do it because they don't know me. Will you bend your tongue to lie? Will you not hear him because you don't know him? We need to know him in order to worship him. And to know him, you know him by his name, because he called you by name. He knows your name. So we must know his name as well. But this is a deceitful, lying generation. It is a cursed generation. That is what it is. He goes on to say, take heed, take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. Unless it's based upon scripture, don't even trust what they say. They walk in slander, they will lie against you. Don't you understand what slander is? You speak against a brother or sister, you have no validity as of the true statement. That's what slander is. You speak against them to ostracize or to desecrate them as being a child of Yahweh. Don't you understand? You don't know the Father. You are a Jezebel and you're walking of that Jezebel spirit. Man or woman, it makes no difference at all. And if you were walking in the spirit and you perceive that, then you will tell them the truth. For it is by the power of the truth they are made free. He says, they don't trust them because unless it's based upon the principles of truth, don't trust them. Don't believe them. Don't trust what they say. It must be based upon the principles of Yahweh's truth because these don't know me. They don't know how to worship me. They don't know how to acknowledge me because they love lies and deceit and folly. There's only one way you're going to know him. There's only one way. These ones that cry, I love Jesus, 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 they don't know him. Scripture tells us how we're going to know him. Only one way. By faith, faith without works, is it alive or is it dead? It's dead. The Moonies have faith. The Satanists have faith. That is just not a word synonymous with your way. You have faith in things that do not even associate with him. You have a hope in things that have nothing to do with him. Good judgment, Father. Bring judgment. This is his judgment. He says, and they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and they will not speak the truth. Do you understand that? How do you know that they are speaking the truth? If they're not speaking the laws of Yahweh, they're not speaking the truth. They will deceive everyone, their neighbors. They will say things to deceive their liars, to their neighbors, to their conformity. You think the way I think. You perceive him the way I do. You perceive her. What do? I deal with the sins. And I will show you your sins. I don't care if it's you brothers or you sisters. You're always bringing judgment in this house today. To show you what sins you better amend and your ways you better get right. You better thoroughly cleanse yourself. You better stop your deceitful lying ways. You've deceived your neighbor. That means if you deceive your neighbor, you will deceive yourself. You have already done that. You will deceive your husband, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. Now that's a strong statement there. That you literally teach yourself to speak lies. What is that based upon? Well, it's not based upon the reverence of Yahweh. Because if it was based upon the reverence of Yahweh, you would do just what it says. You would obey the laws of Yahweh. So it's not based upon that. They teach their tongues to lie. In order for you to do that, you must have a spirit to teach you to do that. So you must have the spirit of Shaitan in you. Where one literally teaches their tongue. Now that is a profound statement. They have literally taught themselves to lie and there is no fear of judgment. You don't know the worship of Yahweh. They've taught their tongues to lie. And they weary themselves to commit iniquity. They make themselves weary. They look weary. Can you tell a weary man when you see one? You can tell someone that's weary. They look weary. Huh? You can tell the ones that want you to know that they look weary. When a man has worked all day, he wants his wife to understand he had a heart day, he looks weary. When a woman seems as though, when she says that she's had a heart day, she looks weary. She wants him to know, I'm just weary. So they weary themselves with lies. They weary themselves. I love the Father. You weary yourself with the lies. Because if you truly loved him, then that would be an ecstasy and a joy. There would be an excitement to know that he loves you. And because he loves you, you can love him. Here it is love, not that we love him, but that he loved us. Now that's love. That's love. And so they weary themselves with their own lies. With their own lies, they weary themselves. They pretend what they are, and they are not what they should be. We're not what we should be, brothers and sisters. We have not fallen below the threshold. We have fallen beyond that. That's why Jeremiah had to speak to the house of Yehudah and the tribe of Israel, the house of Israel. Their own sin separated them. Separated them from Yahweh. So he must speak to us because it is your sins that have separated you from the pure worship of the place whereby you can truly come into that place and worship him, enter into the gate. And it starts with his laws, saints. There's no worship aside from the laws of Yahweh. It's in scripture. It's either the book is the truth or it's a lie. He said their tongue is an arrow. That's why they bend their tongues like bowls. Their tongue is an arrow, shoot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lay in wait. And that's just like you sisters or brothers greeting one another with a kiss. And then you lie in wait to lie and to speak slanderous against them. You are a deceitful liar. And you wait to speak slanderous against them. You wait to speak evil against them. And then you greet them with a kiss of betrayal. That's wickedness. That's wickedness. Man, see his brother, sister, fall, he warns him. I see a brother doing something, I would tell him. I warn them. I see you sisters doing something, I will tell you. And of course you allow your corrupt emotions to get in the way. Well, I just feel. No, nothing about how you feel. What does scripture say? First of all, you obey them to have a charge over you for the rule. And if he's an elder and he labor in truth and doctrine, then he's worthy of honor. That's what scripture says. They don't want that today. They want men that they can tell them what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and when they're going to do it. But not so. Not so. Not so. The tongues are like arrows. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Is he going to visit us for these deceitful lies? Were they not his people? Do you not declare yourself his people? He said, shall I not avenge my soul? That's what he said. Shall I not avenge my soul upon this people for what they have done? You think I'm going to let them get by with this? You think that I'm going to let them get by with this? That's why Jeremiah said, if my head was with waters, my eyes fountain of tears, then I could truly weep. For they are so ignorant and sinful, they don't even know what is about to transpire. And that's this generation. We don't understand what is taking place. Because it's not a sober generation. It's one that doesn't watch at all. Everybody's trying to supplant one another. I'm great. I'm better. I can do. And the greatest amongst us ought to be the one that's willing to serve. Whatever it takes. I'll serve you, brother. I'll serve you, sister. I'll wash your feet. That's not the mindset of this generation. No, you wash my feet. Well, it's easy to have someone to wash yours. Well, I like this one, so I wash hers. Well, I like you, preach, I'll do yours. What a wickedness. That's corrupt judgment. It is not the judgment of Yahweh. I want to continue on in this message that Jeremiah has spoken to this corrupt house. Turn to the 24th chapter. I would have begun reading at verse 5. Jeremiah 24. He's trying to warn us, saints, that we will be not taken into captivity. What? The captivity of this world today. The captivity of the lust and the greed. To deny Yahweh, his Shabbat, his laws. There's a snare that's coming upon the face of this earth that is already here. That has never been upon the face of the earth. And so he's trying to warn us from being snared and taken by this snare that shall come upon the whole world. Yahweh speaks in verse 5 of Jeremiah 24. Thus saith Yahweh, the father of Israel. He said, like these good figs, they're good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Yehudah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. He said, I've sent you out for your own good, although you don't understand what I'm doing. I've sent you out for your good. He said, for I will set my eyes upon them for righteousness, for their own good. And I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them, this is what he always says, and I will give them an heart. You understand what he said? And I will give them an heart. For what purpose? For what purpose will he give them a heart? To what? That's why we need the mighty Messiah. He said, I want to pluck you up. He said, I will give you a heart that you may know me, that I am Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their father, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Now, he wants to give us a heart that we may know him. And when a heart knows the Father, it worships him. It's going to take Yahweh. Well, how does he give us that heart? Does he take out this soul, stony heart and give us a heart of flesh? He begins there. Well, how does he do that? There are things that must be some surgical procedure that must take place. It's one of the spiritual realm. We're carnal soul unto death. But the laws of Yahweh, they are spiritual, saints. He said, I'm going to give them a new heart. For what purpose? Just to know me. And when I give them that new heart, they will return to me. They will worship me with their whole heart. With their whole heart. Whole mind. Whole soul. Whole strength. Whole spirit. Do you all hear me, saints? He said, I will give them a new heart. I will. And it's going to take Yahweh giving you a new heart in this hour. He has to. He can't give you a religious heart. He can't give you a denomination heart. You can't have a black heart or a white heart. You must have Yahweh's heart. That is what we must have. You can't see things in black and white or white and black. You must see things in righteous judgment. You can't see things in the Jew and the Greek or the heathen and the Jew or the heathen and the Yardim or the Yardim and the Greek. You must see it in the truth of righteous judgment. You can't see things whether it's black or white. It's done because it was white or black. It must be seen because it was done in righteous judgment. That's the way we must see it. He said, we give them a heart that they may know me, because I will set my eyes upon them. I will give them a heart to know me, that they will know that I am Yahweh, and that they know that I am their father. And as the evil figs which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus saith Yahweh, so will I give Zedekiah, the king of Yehudah, and the princes, and the residue of Jerusalem, and the remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I will deliver them to remove into all the kingdom of the earth for their hurt. You that are evil, he said, I'm going to remove you out of the kingdom way. If that's the truth, saints. He said, I'm going to do that with Zedekiah. You that are evil figs. I'm going to remove you out of the way. Why? To your own hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places where I shall drive them. Wherever they go, the people will say that these are a curse. They're a curse. They will taunt them. They will mock them. That's what they will do. So if you've been evil, Yahweh drive you from his presence. From that place of true worship, he will send you to the world, and they will taunt you. They will mock you. They will laugh at you. Or they were a part of that occult, wasn't they? They did that. Or they were that. That's what he said. He said they should be a taunt. They should be a laughing stock wherever they go. They should be mocked. Why? Because they are not good figs. I don't want an evil fig. I don't want a rotten fig. When I look on these fig trees around here, I like those that are succulent and plump. I don't want the ones that the birds have eaten off. I'll eat it. But I want the ones that are just right. Sweet. Delicate. Good. Palatable to the tongue. To the belly. That's what I want. I want the sweet figs. I don't want the evil figs. And Yahweh says, the evil figs, they shall go forth because they're evil. And I shall drive them out. And they shall be a reproach. Why? Because they do not love the truths of Yahweh. They don't have the heart of Yahweh and they don't know Him. That's why there is not a sound worship unto Yahweh today, because the nations of the world don't know Him. They've been driven over unto other gods. Yahweh have given them over unto the hosts of the heavens that they may worship the things of the sky. And they build memorials and things to these gods and they don't even know the gods that they are worshiping. He said, I want you to know me. And it starts in the heart. And where He is, there are laws that governs the heart. You can't be a liar. You can't be a murderer. You can't be a hater of the brothers and sisters. You can't be that and say you know the Father. You can't. Because this is how this corrupt generation will know that you are the seed of Yahweh. Because we have the love of Yahweh. The same love He had toward us, we have toward one another. Move expeditiously to Jeremiah 31. Chapter 31. Here He gives us more or less a picture of the last days that we are about to enter in, saints. It's a summary. It's an eclipse of the last days of Israel. What He will truly do. We are the house of Yahweh. So we're in the last days. And so this is what He must do in order for us to truly know Him in a profound way. Jeremiah 31, verse 31. Let me begin at verse 30. Jeremiah 31, verse 30. But everyone shall die of his own iniquity. Every man. And that's why you're going to die. Your own iniquity. It's not my iniquity, but your own. It's not the lie that one tells you. It's because your heart is full of iniquity. And you are walking in iniquitous ways. He said they will die of their own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set to the edge. You ever set your teeth to the edge? You set them on top of each other because you've eaten something sour? He said that's the way it's going to be, because of your own iniquity. Behold now, He said, look to us, look. The day comes, saith Yahweh. And I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And with the whole house of Yehudah. Listen, saints. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, and the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, or they break my covenant. They did not obey me. They did not apply the laws of the principles that I gave unto Moshe, commanded them to obey and to keep, that they may be blessed. He said, although I was an husband unto them, saith Yahweh, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. This is the covenant that the house of Israel have today. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their heart, and I will be their father and they shall be my people. He must write them in the heart, in the inward part, the law. And today man do not possess the law of Yahweh in the heart. They possess it in the mind, in the thought, but it's not in the heart. He said, I will write it in the inward parts. I will hide it in the depths of their soul. And I will put it in their hearts that it will keep their soul alive. And there will be a witness in them. That's what the Father says. He says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, they won't have to teach a man. You will not have to be taught. Know Yahweh. Do you know Yahweh? For they shall all know me. For they shall all know me. From who? From Abner that says, bless you, Yahweh, hallelujah. He said, from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Mother Miller, the oldest one in here. He said, from the youngest to the oldest. From the one that seemed insignificant to the one that seemed significant. He said, they all shall know me. Why? Because I have put my law in the inward parts and in their heart. That's why this generation doesn't know Yahweh. They don't love the law of Yahweh. He said, they shall know me, said Yahweh, and I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sins no more. Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day and the ordinance of the moon of the stars for a light by night. He said, the one that speaketh this has placed the sun there and the moon and the stars and they divided the darkness from the light. I am the one that said that and I am the one that is known unto you by Yahweh. That's how you're going to know me. I'm going to put something in you. You know me. You know it's me. I want it in me, Father. I want to know him. As though Saul said, I want to know him in the power of his death, of the burial of Messiah. And I sure want to know him in that resurrection hope. He said, I'm going to put my laws in them. From the least of them, the babies can know him. From the least of them, they can reverence Yahweh. They can come into the house and they make reverence. You teach them how to do that. You teach them to lift their hands. Teach them to be quiet. Teach them to be seductive. You don't bring toys in here for them. Teach them how to sit still. Teach them how to do things right. Teach them from the least to the greatest. That's how you do it. You don't pacify their little flesh. You teach them. He said, if those, he said, let me go back. Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day and the ordinance of the moon of the stars as a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He's not the Lord of hosts. He said, I'm the one that said this. Yahweh of hosts is my name. He said, those ordinance depart from before me, saith Yahweh. Then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. He said, my laws and my ordinances go from your heart. You will cease to be a people. And this nation is not a people. It is a beastly people. It is a beastly nature of America. No laws. That's why young men and young women are beastly. Why? Because the laws and the principles of Yahweh have ceased to be in their hearts. He said, you will not even be a people before me. And that's what the enemy has done. He has taken the laws out of the hearts. He has taken the laws out of the mind. That's why it's not a people today. It's not a people. This nation is not a people unto Yahweh. It is a beastly, fleshly, carnal, corrupt thing. Soul unto sin. Soul unto death. For they have forsaken the ordinance of Yahweh. Well, that was for the Yahdams. He said, those that are the Yahdams are not those outwardly. But inwardly. Man is a man of Yah, we're a woman of Yah, not because of their color of their skin, it's because of what's written in their hearts. What is written in their heart. And he knows that this in your heart shows you what your sins are and keep you from doing. This will keep our heart that we walk in the spiritual truth of the Lord. It will keep us from sinning. That's what it will do. Stop your lie. A man that is a liar, one that lie, let me tell you, if you find a liar because they're very covetous, they covet their neighbor. They are covetous. They're deceitful. And they're covetous. That's what a liar do. A man that covets, he'll do anything to get what he needs. That wasn't short time coveting worship. So he will say anything to get Messiah to worship him. And that is the truth, saints. These are the words of Yahweh. This is not my inspiration. Although I'm inspired by it. Thus saith Yahweh, verse 37. If heaven above can be measured, if heaven above can be measured, who can measure the heavens above? He can. So he tells us it can be measured. Man is trying to measure, but he can't. Thus saith Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the fountains of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahweh. What he is simply saying. I'm telling you that you know that you can't measure the heavens. We know we can't measure the heavens. I don't care what you say. He said, I'm letting you know that only one can do that. I am the only one that can measure. I'm showing you how certain my word is. I'm showing you I'm not playing with you rebellious house, you wicked people that deny my truth. He said, I'm showing you how sincere I am, as only I can measure the heavens, and even man cannot search the depths of the seas. He cannot do that. He can go so far, he cannot go. He can send out ultrasounds. He has no vessel or nothing that can go to the depths of the waters of the earth. But yet Yahweh can go to the depths, for he made the depths of the earth. He says, sure, as I can go to the depth, I can measure the heavens. When you cast off my ordinance and my laws, I will cast you off. I will write you off as nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how certain he is. And that's how sure he is. And that's how eager he is to let us know, saints. It starts with hearing. Stand. Stand in the place to hear what we need to do. And not in a place where we cannot hear the words of Yahweh. New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. It says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. He said, understand that what Yahweh has done now is better. It's not that the first one wasn't capable. He dealt with the carnal, fleshly people. When he began to bring you the truth, it was not that he could not impart the truth into you. He just didn't because you were still yet carnal. So he had to feed you with milk as babes. And now he's bringing us to the source of the meat. It says in the 7th verse of Hebrews 7, for if that the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days now come, saith Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant, or I will establish a better way. Not that the first one wasn't righteous. A way that you will understand this implicitly, and you cannot question me about this. He said, with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehudah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them out of the hand of the land, or I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. See, they didn't continue. You start this way and then all of a sudden you get weary because you've lied to yourself. You don't want to finish the course. He said, and I regarded them not, saith Yahweh. I didn't even consider them. For this is the covenant that I will make with those in the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law into their minds. He said, I'm going to put them into the inward part. I will put them in their minds now. And the laws of Yahweh are not in the minds of the people. So I will put them in my mind and to write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a father, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not have to teach every man his neighbor, or every man his brother, saying, know ye Yahweh, for all shall know me, from the least unto the greatest. So you tell me that was just simply for the old covenant, it was for today, saints. He writes his laws in our minds, saints. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. He did not come to destroy the law, nor the prophets. He came to make the spiritual impact of the power of the law known in our hearts. He didn't destroy that. No lawyers going into the kingdom. None. Deceive ourselves. You that think you're actually something or someone or doing something righteous, you deceive your own heart. See, when you think that there is no repentance, you don't repent. You don't repent then. You think a husband or wife think that they're right in their application or their approach to one another, they repent of that. That's why they argue. That's why they fight. Because pride has overtaken them. And they have not judged themselves like they judge each other. He will tell her how wrong she is. She will tell him how corrupt he is. And because they have not judged their hearts faithfully and justly and righteously by the spirit of truth, because if they did that right, they would even just suffer the wrong. And because they don't do that, they allow that spirit that wants to be worshiped right, that insidious power of hell. And then they began to spew their venomous poison. And it's the same thing with brothers and sisters. No difference at all. He said, I'm your husband. And so we get upset with him, and we began to speak violently against him. I don't believe he means that. I don't think we have to do that. I don't believe that that's important. What he says is important. Because everything he says is pure. And he says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things of the world. He means what he says. He means that. Any man that loves mama, daddy, brother, sister more than he loves me, you cannot be his disciple. You can never be disciplined by him. You can never be disciplined by him. And that's why many today are not his disciples. When he preached the true doctrine to them, they turn back or they resort to flesh. They began to talk with flesh. They began to speak to flesh. When he's talking to me, well, sure that I'm talking to you. No, I'm not trying to talk around you. I'm talking to you. No, I'm not trying to talk away from you. I'm talking to you. So what's wrong with this wicked generation? You reprove a fool today, they hate you. You show someone foolishness, sins, they hate you. They begin to despise you. You can't do that. What are you going to do, preacher? Well, I will do just that. Show you your folly and your sins and all of your corruption, your wicked ways. We need to understand those things. Verse 12, he says, For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more, because I have put something in their minds that will bring them before me to honestly and earnestly worship me. He said, in that he said, a new covenant or new way, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and wax old is ready to vanish away. You don't need the priest. You don't need no bullock or no heifer. You don't need no goat or no sheep. You just come before him because you know him. His laws in your mind and your spirit. And that's a delight to do what he commands you to do. And you want to do it with all diligence. You want to be valiant in what you do unto Yahweh. So first of all, it starts with knowing him. We got to, first of all, know him before we can worship him. And because we don't know him, we can't worship him. You know your mother, your kinsman, and you worship them. When you greet them, there's an excitement. Oh, how you doing? Good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. You come alive. The daddest of you all will come alive. The daddest of you all will come alive. And yet we say we know Yahweh when his name is mentioned or his truths are poured out unto it. They don't excite our hearts. They don't cause us to rejoice in what he says. And something is wrong in the inward parts. It's wrong in the mind. It's wrong in the heart. And the spirit is not right. Where lies make you come alive and makes you become animated and cause you to spend a lot of time talking frivolity. Something is wrong in you. You sit here and you have made judgment against one another you know is based upon a lie. Joel says in Titus chapter 1. And this is what he says. Listen to this. Titus 1, I want to begin reading verse 12. Let me begin reading in verse 12. Titus 1, verse 12. He says that there is one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, that's their prophet. Said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and they're slow belly. They're lazy. They're glutton. That's what slow belly is, lazy. That's why they come to poverty. That's why we come to poverty, because we're lazy. Shiftless.
When you're lazy, you're going to come to poverty. When there's no exercising of the word of Yahweh of faith, there's not going to be a spiritual light in you. He said, this witness is true. Joel said, this witness is true. It's not a false witness. He said, this witness is true. Now, we don't like the true witness to be witness against us. You understand? We must get to that place in order to worship Yahweh. When he witnessed against us or witness what we are, we don't reject what he said. We hear what he said. He said, not that this witness is a lie. He said, the witness is true. Wherefore, now how could Saul, writing unto Titus, express that unless he was led by the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, to know that? We are the type, when a witness against us is true, we will diametrically oppose that. You say, it's not me. You try to find some good. There's none good but the Father. And because His Spirit dwells in us, then the steps of a good man, because the thing that is good in us, it is ordered by Him. That's the only way He can order our steps. No other way. He said, wherefore, if this is the truth, you rebuke them. Rebuke them. You tell them their sins, and you do it sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Now, that's why you rebuke. A liar, you rebuke. A thief, you rebuke. A covetous man, you rebuke. An adulteress. You do it sharply, that they may have faith. Faith for what? To believe your way. Not giving heed to these, your them, or the Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from truth. And that's what they do. The black supremacy doctrine turned away from truth. The white supremacy, all of it turns from truth. It doesn't turn you to the Father. Your family doctrine, it turns you away from truth. It doesn't turn you to doctrine. He says, now I want to tell you something, Titus, unto the pure, all things are pure now. He understands the purity of all things. He can see the work of Yahweh in all things. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled now and unbelieving, nothing is pure. They can't see nothing. Brothers and sisters, when you find one that never see anything pure, anything of a resource in anyone, they are defiled and wicked. Now you can form your little cliques all you want to. It's the truth. I don't care who you are, from Sister Roberts down to you. Makes no difference. No, I'm not a cowardly man. And I'm not a spiritual pervert either. I want to see Sister Roberts go to the kingdom like you. And I will not strengthen her lies or her hand, nor will I strengthen yours. And what I do unto her, I can receive that judgment because I'm doing that unto me. So I have no compunction with that. Now, many of you all are weak and you have no strength to do that. But I do. Because I know that there's a final judge that's standing at the door. And I can deceive myself all I want to is deceive Sister Roberts. In hell, we're going to both lift our eyes. And I'm not going into hell because of her. Be quiet, good. He says that the pure, all things are pure. But unto those that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. Nothing is pure to them. Nothing is righteous. He said even their mind and their conscience is defiled. They're so corrupt. They're so defiled, that's all they do, talk about defilement. And all they want to do is defile. That's it. That's all they want to do. Because they don't know the Father. They don't know Yahweh. He says, first of all, what? They profess that they know Yahweh. They say, oh, I know the Father. I know God. That's what they do. Do you hear me? They profess they know Him. Oh, I know God. Oh, I'm saved, honey. I know God. Yes, sir. I know Him. He said, but in works they deny Him. The way they work with their tongues, their hands, their gluttony of spirit, He said, they deny Him. They don't even know Him. He said, that they are abominable, they are filthy, unclean, and they are disobedient too. They are disobedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey them that have the authority to show you the rule of Yahweh. You obey them. You don't go about establishing your own righteousness. He said, because they don't know me, you will find out if they know me. They profess they know me, but they don't know Yahweh. And you will know it in their works, the way they work, the works of faith, their conversation. And that conversation is not one of faith and one of righteousness. They don't even know me. Now you judge your conversations on this past week or the one you had this morning. Judge your conversations. He said they deny me. They are abominable. They are filthy. They are wicked. They are abominable and disobedient unto every good work, everything that is righteous or the just work. They are reprobate in their minds. They turn away from anything that's right. They're so reprobate because they say they know the Father, and yet he say they don't know me, because if they knew me, they would do the works of the law that I put in their hearts and their minds. They just simply love their neighbors as they love themselves. Do they treat themselves like that? Then why you treat your neighbor like that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gets quiet, but that's all right. He's bringing judgment in the gate today. Judgment will first start in the gate of Yahweh's house. He's letting you know that if judgment began first in his house, and he's showing us our state, you in your wickedness and our wicked vile ways, where do you think you're going to appear before him? Where do we think we're going to appear? So he brings judgment because the worship is not according to scripture. It's not according to the law. Why? Because when you know him, you will truly worship him in spirit. And his laws, all of his laws, is truth. The laws of Yahweh are truth. And you can't deny them. That's why he has written them in our hearts. With Moshe, he wrote them on a table of stone. And the reason he wrote that on the table of stone, you know why he wrote that on the table of stone? Do you understand why he wrote that? Because the hearts were stony as hell. And he showed us what kind of hearts we have. They're stony hearts. We need a heart of flesh. That's why he put them on the stones. He could have put them in their heart, but because their hearts were stony, they resist Yahweh, and immediately they went out, they established their own righteousness, they established their own God, a calf, a heathen thing. For they had learned the ways of the Egyptians, and they brought that heathen trash into the way of Yahweh. You have learned your family traditions. You have learned mama ways, daddy ways. You have learned white ways. You have learned black ways. And that trash is going to lead your soul right to the pit of hell. Ain't nothing like white trash and black trash. It's trash. All flesh is trash. It's going to the pit of hell. It's going to burn in the fire of Yahweh. That's what it consists of. It's worthless. They say they know him. Yet their works are so corrupt. Evil works. Lying works. Seductive works. Deceiving works. You deny you know him when you work like that. When your works are all manifested in flesh, you don't even know him. You are abominable before him. You are filthy. You are vile. You stink. You condemn one, and you do the very same thing. Thou that judges a brother or sister, and thou doest the same thing. You are a hypocrite. I judge a brother or sister, and I do just what they do. Then what do you think that makes me? He said, they're abominable, and they don't know me. They don't know the Father. When a man truly knows him, that's the first order of business. You must know him to worship him. And so what we have known and what we have learned are simply traditions. We teach the commandments or the tradition of man, the commandments of men that deny the commandments or the laws of Yahweh. And in order for you to get to that place of pure worship, you must understand what governs you and who governs you. And we don't know who governs us. We ought to walk the same, talk the same, act the same. We ought to walk like Messiah. And we walk like him, we all walk the same, we all think the same, we all have our affection is upon. Did he not tell us to set our affection on things that are above? Is that just for you or for your neighbor too? For the both of you. So if it's for my neighbor, then it's for us all. He means what he said, to set your affection on things that are above and not on things that are earthly or sensual. That's what he means. And that doesn't have, he doesn't give us any kind of choosing to that. He tells us what to do. And he means what he says. And if we don't do that, then woe unto us all in hell.
you're going to lift up your eyes. And that's the truth. I want to close with these verses here. 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, first of all, I want you to know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. He said, you shall know you're in those times because men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. True son, they will have no natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They despise those that do things that are right and righteously. They will be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yahweh. What do you love more today? You love pleasures. We love our bellies, our gluttonous bellies. We love the things that satisfy our flesh. We can sit here and deny, but that's what we love. We love pleasures. You can go out all day and spend time in pleasurous things. We take no time or no pleasure in prayer or fasting. Don't mention that, we will moan. We'll try to find some way to wiggle out of that. Don't even talk about prayer. There's no pleasure in those things. And it's shown us that we love pleasures and the things that gives our flesh some drunkenness and causes it to become corrupt and abominable. There's no pure law in the inward parts. He said they will have a form of holiness, verse 5. But they deny the power thereof. From such you turn away. For this sort of they which creep into houses and lead captive silly, whorish, Jezebel organizations, laid with sin, led away with their divers or their complexities of lust. Even in the midst of this little small gathering, there's so many different kinds of lust. One lust this, other lust that. He said they're ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Genesis Jambres withstood Moshe, so do these also resist the truth. You resist the truth of you, your heart, because men, your mind is corrupt, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. Now that's what resists judgment. Because we are corrupt in our minds, and we are reprobate. Reprobate. You can't even discern what's right or wrong. You can't even judge what's true and false. He said, from such you turn away, for they have denied Yahweh. They don't know Him. And the way we know Him is that we better make sure that the laws are not only in our hearts, but we better put them in our minds, that we remember them and that we know them. We know every lie. We know everything that's taking place, but we don't know the laws of truth. We don't know that. My wife asked me, said, I heard that the children are taking a trip. Well, I hadn't even discussed that with her. I've talked to the brothers. Well, it said that everyone must go. I said, no, I didn't say that lies. So where did that come from? Who said that? In fact, it wouldn't bother me at all. Hope they don't want to go. It's just that how we take things we don't even know. Pastor Robert says, you must go. Lies. That's the way we are. That's just a small scenario. But that's the mindset of this corrupt, wicked generation. They're reprobate concerning truth. Instead of just asking. The only thing she could do is ask me, are they? And I didn't have to go into a long, drawn-out detail with her to explain this and that. That's our problem. We love to talk instead of being quiet. You learn how to be quiet. Sing to yourself in psalms. Quote scriptures in your mind. That's what you need to learn. You learn the way of the heathen quite well. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me, and in iniquity was I shapen. So we have learned that well because we have been brought up that way. Now we need to learn truth. What truth about our own hearts? And if you have the heart and the mind of Messiah, you have the laws. Think not, or don't even think, that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come to fulfill them. For this is the covenant of Yahweh in my heart. They are there. This is the seal of my approval. The laws, the truth of Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. I'm going to stop there. Now, I had to preach this today because there's a profound truth that I want to share with you. I don't know, maybe starting Wednesday or next Shabbat. I'm not sure. But I will show you in Scripture what Scripture says. And what you need to begin to do, brothers and sisters, you need to get off your sloth or lazy duffs. And I use that expression. I would use the other. And begin to spend some time with the Father and study the Scriptures. I was talking with Randy yesterday. He was quoting some Scripture that he had read and studied the Scriptures. I knew he had studied them because he quoted them so effortless. We were in the gym yesterday. We spent a little time together. We were just talking. I like talking with Brother Randy. Quote some Scriptures to me. I said, what did you read? He told me from Matthew. I said, what did you read? And every place he told me he read, he could tell me. He could quote the Scriptures, what he read. And he quoted the Scriptures the way they're written in the King James. I said, tell me about that one. Okay, what was the other one? And of course, because he quoted those Scriptures, it made me think. It brought some alive in me. It made me scratch my head. Okay, that I see that. I can understand that a little better now. From simple lips like that. Taking for granted. Nothing there. The way you think. That's the way you think. I said, well, that makes sense. I like that, Brother Rand. I like that, Brother Rand. I like that. I like that. But the Scriptures he read, it was the truth. It was good. It was right. Oh, I know what he said. And that's what you need to do. You need to begin to spend time in the book. Because we're slothful, we don't spend time in there. That's why. Because there's no love. We say we love him, but in our works we deny. Well, how do you know you're down? Because he said, listen to this, all of you. He says, study to show thyself approved as a workman. Need not to be ashamed. Now you must study. And study is not just taking the text and reading a few verses. It's study. If you want to find out what studying is, you can come and sit him off and just watch me for about an hour. Just you be quiet. And you can watch me. And I'll show you how to study. I'll show you how to study. And once a man learns how to study, he always wants to go back. I don't care what it is. Now, what I tell you this message today, and you're always my witness, I got this 5 minutes before I came in here. And I just simply printed out a few Scriptures. Elder Mark was in there while I was still printing them out. Because I had a totally different message today to preach. But I had to lay the parameter of that. So I know it is Yahweh. And I know he knows what is needed to bring judgment, first of all. When a man, judgment is brought upon a man, then he really realizes, I'm in here. Judge say 15 to 25 years without parole. Then it all hits him. I will never get out of here. Then he loses all hope as far as his ability to get out. Then he must rely upon the Father. So that's why he brings judgment to show you have no ability to get from under the yoke of your sins and the corrupt ways and the way you do things. You must rely upon him and trust him to deliver you. For whom the Son make free. He's free. And you believe the witness of the Son, the testimony that he came to give of his Father. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength. Peace may encourage your hearts today. I am. May he heal the bodies of his people. Let us stand to our feet. Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged today. Father, in all things we bless you. Bless your people. Go with them. Give them great strength and peace. We ask all things in Messiah's wonderful name. Yahweh bless you all.